This year, we've been following the Marines of the 2nd Battalion, 8th Regiment, as they patrol one of the most dangerous parts of Afghanistan. They left for Afghanistan in May, and they're nearing the end of their deployment. For the family of Sergeant Thomas Joyner, the Marines can't come home soon enough. Catherine Welch of member station WHQR spent time with Thomas Joyner's wife at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
As Charmaine Joyner's husband packed for his deployment last May, she slipped two things into his duffel bag, a note and a photo taken on their wedding day. In the picture, they've just taken their vows, and they're standing outside.
Oh, he's just got his hand on my face, and he's looking right at my face, and it's really sincere. Gosh, I miss him.
They've been married for 4 years. They met in a defense class for prison guards. She was a counselor for juvenile offenders. He was a guard. His time as a prison guard got her used to the idea of her husband working a dangerous job. It didn't prepare her for the job of running everything while he's gone. Shortly after he left for Afghanistan, she couldn't make ends meet, and they had to give up their house. She was essentially homeless with 5 kids in tow, waiting for a home on base to open up.
Living on base has actually put money back into our pockets. I mean, so, like, our life used to be $500 a month, you know, and now it's not.
The move, the deployment, it's been tough on the kids.
This is when Melody was born, of course.
Charmaine Joyner's tidy house is calm and quiet. There are only a few hints that this is home to 5 kids, the toys in the yard, and family photos on display in the dining room.
There's Summer, the oldest, and then Mason, of course, is the middle, and then there's Amelia. There's the 4-year-old, and that's Melody, the 2-year-old.
Yeah. Right after he left, 6-year-old Amelia worried about her dad and carried a photo of him around everywhere she went. Now Joyner says 8-year-old Mason, the only boy, is acting out.
He's aggressive with his language. He's, you know, just talking real aggressive, pulling away, you know, and just not the same little Mason.
What they all fear is dad not coming back. More than a dozen Marines from the battalion have died in Afghanistan, and Joyner says in the days before her husband left, he had to keep prodding her about having the talk.
It was kind of, come sit down, we have to talk about this. You know, we can't beat around the bush, we can't ignore it. You know, there's, you know, something we need to talk about.
So they did talk about how, if something happened, he wants her to raise their kids in North Carolina and for her to go back to school. It's a subject Sergeant Joyner isn't afraid of. Earlier this summer in Afghanistan, he talked to NPR's Tom Bowman about the possibility he might die. When I visited Charmaine Joyner, she wanted to hear what he had to say, so I played their conversation for her.
I've made my peace with God. I've made a peace with my wife. If I do happen to die here, then my kids can be proud of that. If I do, then my wife knows what to do with the money so that my children will be taken care of.
That's exactly what we talked about, you know, and how things are going to be and how, you know, he wants things to be or how he would like for things to go. And it's just neat. It's neat to hear his voice.
Joyner leaned into the speaker, beaming as she listened to her husband. No tears.
I just love him. Just miss him. Yeah, it just kind of makes me like flutter inside, like we're like young and dumb again.
He could be home soon. She says some of their friends are already making plans to take off for Vegas as soon as the Marines return. Not the Joyners. They're planning to pack in as much time together as a family as they can manage.
I can't wait just to see him get off the bus. I just can't wait to see his face again and to feel him and to touch him and to know that he's really standing there.
When he gets off that bus, he'll be carrying his duffel bag with the wedding photo inside. The picture's inscribed on the back. She'd written on it, "Here, it's not much, but it's us." For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.